We are just going to take out the Ayatollah. Oh, really? What comes next? What comes after regime change? Might be, oh, well, we need a small number of U.S. troops to support the new regime. We have seen this play before. Regime change, you have no idea how this is going to work out. You have no idea.
I'm not sure I've ever agreed with Charlie Kirk before, but I agree with him here. And all of the Trump supporters right now, either A, twisting themselves into absolute pretzels to defend what's going on, because the peace president, the master negotiator, the no new wars, the no new regime change, attacking Iran, getting the United States into war, U.S. troops have already been confirmed dead because of this president's incompetence, and he obviously only cares about himself. We all knew, so many of us knew. We screamed for months and months, years before the election. Do not trust Donald Trump. He isn't who he says he is. I promise he is not a master negotiator. And of course, we were right. And here's the thing. I don't like being right. I don't like being vindicated. Because although we are all vindicated in this, as you can tell, I'm frustrated and I'm angry. Because not only are we seeing this rising authoritarianism where Donald Trump, you know, does what he wants and launches war. People are dead. U.S. troops are dead. Children are dead. And the chaos continues. Let's hop in to all of this because the title of this video is about the Epstein files. And we recently found a file that I find very, very interesting. These are iMessages. These are like subpoenaed iMessages from Jeffrey Epstein talking to other people. Some of those people redacted. And they're talking about Donald Trump here. Everybody here surprised and happy about it. Nobody quite understand why he did it, including myself. Completely opposite to what I was told in the White House. What is he up to? Spoke with the new Syria UN envoy who used to work for me. Russians very good and kind. So it's clear here, right? Jeffrey Epstein is talking to somebody or a group of people potentially. And he's talking about the White House and the Trump administration and things that are going on at this time, which is 2018. And if you scroll down, he starts talking directly about Trump. And he says, quote, this is from Jeffrey Epstein, sender self, J-E-E iTunes, Jeffrey Epstein, quote, you guys need to understand that he is psychotic and would not blink twice at encouraging an attack on us so he can leap to the country's defense mindset. If I go down, I'm taking everyone with me. Interesting. And so if we keep scrolling here, Jeffrey Epstein, you know, talking about this, he says, someone says, my God, is he that cornered? Like asking in this sense, like he would do that if he was that cornered? Like you really believe that? And if you scroll down, Jeffrey Epstein says worse, because it is not only him, it is his family as in who would be cornered in any given situation like this, business, etc. I believe that Mueller is making a mistake and treating him like he is organized crime. No organized crime leader has a 1 million man army. And if we go to the next page here, he then says they are going to drip by drip, but rats go crazy before the cage closes. Too much time. The Republicans are beginning to understand. I wouldn't be surprised to see him do things that might encourage a real problem. And the last page here, asking about what he would do, quote, this is, again, Jeffrey Epstein saying to somebody else, we only had 2,000 troops there. If he were to bomb Iran, they would be slaughtered. So Jeffrey Epstein here actually talking about Donald Trump, if he was in a scenario where he was cornered, doing something that would make him look like the hero, that he is psychotic, that in this instance, he would bomb Iran to, you know, outplay the hero if U.S. troops died. And it's very clear that Donald Trump, again, it is so infuriating. I'm sure you've already seen the clip that Donald Trump posted just a little bit ago announcing that U.S. troops have died. Three U.S. troops, we learned, have died in this. And him saying, you know, it's sadly the case, but more are probably going to die. He does not give a damn about anybody but himself. And it's truly stunning what we're witnessing. Again, I want to point out some other things we're learning from this administration currently, or about this administration, as the DOJ tries to scramble and cover this all up. And there's so much going on. Again, we got this photo that was taken down by the DOJ. And then after everybody realized, wait, why are you taking down photos of Epstein and Howard Lutnick? They put it back up after a lot of public pressure, and very clearly showing here based on the picture that he is on Epstein's island. Again, Howard Lutnick, somebody we're learning in the administration, has so many more ties to Jeffrey Epstein than he previously suggested. He went on a 3-minute rant, it's kind of scary to rewatch this video now, but talking to a reporter saying, I met him in 2005, I walked in his house with my wife, he was creepy, at a massage table, I told him, you know, we have to go, and I left, and I would never go back there. I swore, I was like, this guy's creepy, something is up, and I was right. It's weird to hear that because it turns out he went to Jeffrey Epstein's island in 2012, as he told Congress, with his wife and children. So he's been making up these very elaborate lies, and it's very clear that there's something else going on here, and there could be more business ties with Howard Lutnick. We're going to keep you updated about that on this page. And also, if you clicked on this video being like, where's Adam Mochler? You may have seen me here before. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mochler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the kind of cadence, the way I do things, it'd mean a lot if you look right down below and hit subscribe on my YouTube channel. I'm nearing 200,000 subscribers, which is crazy to say. You guys have shown so much support. I really appreciate you. And also make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mochler channel. We love you guys so much. You're the best. Thank you for allowing us to do what we do. Some past comments from Donald Trump here. Again, if anybody needs any more proof, maybe a MAGA friend or family member, that he doesn't believe a goddamn thing he says. Let's take a listen.
Our president will start a war with Iran because he has absolutely no ability to negotiate.
A short time ago, the United States military began major combat operations in Iran. Our objective is to defend the American people by eliminating imminent threats from the Iranian regime, a vicious group of very hard, terrible people.
And trust me, there is so much more evidence, if you will. So many times Donald Trump on the campaign trail said, no more regime change, no more war with Iran. You won't see war with me. I'm the peace president. In order to get elected, Obama will start a war with Iran, 2011. Barack Obama will attack Iran in order to get elected. I predict Obama will at some point attack Iran in order to save face. It goes on and on and on. And again, this is a very interesting passage that I just read a second ago. Just to reiterate, you guys need to understand that he is psychotic. Jeffrey Epstein talking about Donald Trump. They were obviously best friends. It would not blink twice at encouraging an attack on us. So many others in the administration. Tulsi Gabbard, 2019, the main responsibility of the president is to keep Americans safe. Trump has failed, undermining our national security by tearing up the Iran nuclear deal, threatening military action, bringing us closer to war with Iran. That will be far worse than war with Iraq. You know, these people believe in nothing. They will say and do anything to reach the upper echelons of power. It is so effing depressing and sad and frustrating. So sad. Take a listen to this right here. This was fascinating. We learned this yesterday. I want to know your thoughts.
Where are you?
Washington, D.C., Joe's Stone Crab.
Could you have picked a more crowded restaurant?
No. And in fact, if I were to tell you what I was overhearing at the next table, you'd die.
Oh, I think I'm going to ask you that. Okay, here we go. You're in Washington, D.C. You could have gone to a million places to do a podcast where it was calm, and you choose Joe's Stone Crab.
Correct. What? And by the way, do you know why? Because I actually was going to leave. But the conversation that I was overhearing on the next table over was so fascinating, I couldn't leave.
Oh, spill it.
I think things are happening by the time this drops in Iran is what I'll leave it at that.
You're kidding me. Somebody from the government was next to you?
I'm just going to leave it at that.
No.
By the way, my meal is getting cold.
I don't care. I'll buy you another meal. I'll buy you another meal. What did they say?
that today is the day. Friday is we're sitting here.
Are you serious?
I literally just heard you at the next table. So I'll leave it at that.
Wow. I mean, we are run by the most incompetent, evil people. One of the things I say all the time. And a quote I like, I think maybe John Ossoff said this at one point. The only thing that ever matches their incompetence is their cruelty. It's both incompetent and cruel. But we actually learned this individual on this podcast learned from whoever was sitting next to him talking about striking Iran. They clearly had information previous to this, all of this occurring. Said it was just talking about it in a restaurant. Somebody found out and posted it. And again, it is crazy to see people talk about this who believe in nothing, they care about nothing, they have sold our country out for pictures at Mar-a-Lago. The amount of people trying to goad Trump into bombing Iran is seriously alarming. It's like we learned nothing from Iraq and Afghanistan. Stand strong, President Trump, quote, not our war. Wow, the U.S. military deployed new technologies for strikes in Iran using one-way attack drones. They were highly successful, overwhelmed Iran's defense systems almost immediately. Cat turd, no more U.S. involvement in foreign wars. One of the largest MAGA accounts on Twitter. There would be no war if Trump was president. Just watching this fire after Donald Trump announces military operations in Iran. Kamala said that President Trump would get us into a war with Iran. She was projecting like usual. During his strong 2026 State of the Union, President Trump warned that he won't tolerate Iran having nukes. He's a man of his word. Mr. Star-Stangled Banner, billions spent on war while our veterans starve and struggle, make it make sense in 2025. We now have entered the phase of Trump's presidency where Democrats take sides with, quote, Islamic dictatorship. There is no World War III, like you said. There is no war like with Iran, like you said. There are no boots on the ground, like you said. Just own up to it, and move on instead of moving the goalposts. And Joey Salads, Trump does a thing, people panic, Trump's turns out to be right, happens every month. Again, these people just believe in nothing. Gunther Eagleman, their quote, there will be no war with Iran. Should the U.S. get involved in Israel's war against Iran? Gunther Eagleman replying, absolutely not. We have enough issues domestically. And then Gunther Eagleman today, people mad at the strikes on the Iranian terrorists and listing Democrats and people who are brown, which I don't have to go into the implied racism there. New wars under Donald Trump, zero. New wars under Harris, increasing daily. It's almost as if taking bold and decisive actions against a nation responsible for the death of Americans or allies and who is hell-bent on committing more atrocities doesn't require a political consideration on the impact on elections. I mean, this, it goes on and on and on. Tommy Lauren, Asmongold, I mean, Laura Loomer. I tweeted that night on my Twitter, Bradley Martin, somebody, a huge influencer who helped get Trump elected, tweeted, Middle East war again. Have any of these wars ever benefited the U.S.? And I tweeted, have any of these wars ever benefited the U.S.? Fuck you, Bradley. Trump 2024. Because I'm pissed. I'm so mad. I'm so angry that people who believe in nothing or know nothing are too either incompetent or selfish, led us to this point, and now want to say, well, I didn't vote for this. Unbelievable. Harry's tweet here. Trump said Joe Biden, Kamala Harris would send your daughters to war. Now he's justifying the death of American service members. Scott Pressler, somebody who campaigns very hard for the Republican Party. This is more relevant than ever. Hashtag Iran during the election. Mom, I'm scared. I don't want to go to war. Honey, quit being selfish. I want a woman president. Scott has not said anything about this because these people believe in nothing. I appreciate you watching this video. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. Please stay safe out there. We will continue to update you every single day here on the Adam Hawker channel. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here, so make sure you're subscribed to my YouTube channel down below, and I will see you tomorrow.